this month we're going through different material. We're being matzik a person. We went through Vaflach Kmoichon, Lai Sigzel, and Hashem Zaveda, Lepiva, Tzavar Achayim. So this week to go through the Iter of Lai Sisno, Esachichol, Bavavecho, Pasuk and Bash Kedoshim. So now, what Sheikh does that have to do with being matzik? So Rashi and Gittin, and after Gimel and Abayis, Rashi over there is saying there's a chilup between Hezek Nikr and Hezek Sheinu Nikr. Rashi says, Hezek Nikr Yoivin Issa Deraiso. And Hezek Sheinu Nikr says, Rashi only Yoivin Issa Derabonon. In fact, the Ritual and Ksav Yad, and Hudin the Yad Ramah, same Sefer, they ask, according to Rashi, the Chura, Sai Hezek Nikr and Sai Hezek Sheinu Nikr, both of them are Deraiso. Quotes the Ritual, three different psukim. First he starts off, Be'ahaf lo'echol kamo'echol. When you damage a person, whether it's nikr or not nikr, you still over the isteraisa, Be'ahaf lo'echol kamo'echol. Don't do unto others what you don't want to be done unto you. Then he quotes the second pasuk, that the over say when it's nikr or not nikr, lo'isisna sechichol b'vavecho. So the Ritman says, when you damage a person, you over the iser of lo'isisna. L'chura, the get of this iser by mazik, is be'etzim only by other mazik, and l'chura not by momen mazik. When a person is amazed, b'shakei l'chura stand the gear the iser of sinna. Usually, it's dafka of amazed, you're over the iser. Now, chura from this ritual we see a chiddush. The pasuk says, "Lo sisna esachicha v'lvavecha," in your heart. Now, over here, what is he doing? He's bepoil. He's doing an iser. The chura is he's doing it mamish. What he's taking the tam v'dam nasech, taking the wine, he's pouring it. He's doing bepoil. Taris the dafka v'lvavecha. The chura, why over the iser? So first to understand, what's the word b'lvavecha and the pasuk mean? It's machalik to show them, the Rambam and Lois to say, Shin Beis, and in Chinuch Reish Mamaches, they say that the issa b'lvavecha means dafka b'lev. If you go over to the person who you dislike, and tell them, I dislike you, I hate you, echnam, you're not over this anymore. The issa is dafka specifically in your heart. If you tell them, says the Rambam, you might be over b'lvavecha k'moicho, you might be over the issa n'komo, and the tiro, however, leisisna chicho, that's dafka b'lev, and if you tell them, you're not over the issa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mitzvot brings down the Lashon HaRambam. Atzad Hasheni, all the Rishonim learn that the Isser is when it says belayv. That's the Torah speaking in Lashon Hoiva. What's cancer? What's usually to happen? However, even if you say it by mere state, straight the person you dislike, you tell them I dislike you, you're still over the Isser, unless you have vikuach with him, you discuss it with him, you hear his side, you say over your side, then echlam you're not over the Isser leisisna chichol b'lvavecha. However, you just stop telling me to dislike him, you don't have the koach with him, or stop disliking him, even if you tell him straight out, I hate you for no good reason. Echnami says the Birch the Peretz, and Patrick Kedoshim is saying that Shita Tarambat, you're even like even though you tell him straight out. Vudin L'chur is the Shita of the Shilto, as the Tzib points out in Shilto Chavzayin, Rashi and Erech and Chavzayin on Bay seems to be that, Tazayin on Bay seems to be that way, and the Reim and Mitzvah Kuf Sadakei. So you have two different shitas. When the Issa of Leisisna is it dafka b'leiv, and you say it over to a person, the person dislike, you're not over the Issa, that's the Rambam, Mishnah Berurah passed in that way. Or the Rambam shita, you don't tell them over straight out, it's still over the Issa of Leisisna.
What, so I have to go my way to tell them, or my mom doesn't have to tell them? I'm not hiding it, just like I have to not be the
Yeah, even Issa, either you have two choices. Either take out the sinna from your leiv, and
someone
love the guy.
Someone goes and runs, hits and runs me.
We'll
get to that. How I hate you.
We'll get the cases. But L'chor, yeah, either you have to go over and tell them.
Unless
you have no right to have a tanner. Yeah, L'chor, you have to either tell them, have a kuach, unless you decide, have a give and take.
I don't know who the guy is, I just hate the guy.
Then you have to take IQ from a life.
No, he is. If I could.
From the Ritva it sounds like, and L'chor holds like a man, why? Because Ritva is saying, you do have a pile, you're still over the Issa. However, well, it's not that way, because the Chavetz Chaim, he goes mouth the Rambam again, it's in the Dafka B'leiv. Yet, in the Sefer Lashon Hara, he has 17 Lavim, 14 are saying, if you're ruined. So in the 7th Lav, he says, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, what is the Issa? He says, L'sisna sechicha b'lvavecha. He says, you're over the Issa, and when you speak Lashon Hara, the Issa of Sinna. Maestro, why are you over the Issa of Sinna? It's Dafka B'leiv, and here, what are you doing? You're speaking it with your mouth. Why don't you tell somebody else about him? Why are you over the Issa? So, the Chavetz Chaim Issa is cast upon himself. And he answers, even the Rambam says the Issa of Sinna is Dafka B'leiv. The Rambam says, for Mitzvahs, his words are, Hayti'ihu. You have to make it known to the person you dislike. Stop telling people in the street you dislike him. That's still over the Issa of Sinna. Even according to the Rambam, the only time you're not over the Issa of Sinna, you tell he himself straight, the one you dislike. Telling other people you don't gain anything out of it. You have to tell him that you dislike him. What's the Svarah for it? The Svarah of Chaim says, because the whole reason why you're over the Issa Leisisna is that he thinks you like him, and really dislike him, and does not know he has to protect himself from you. He doesn't know that what? That you dislike him. Doesn't know you have sin in him. Therefore, once you tell him, once he knows that you dislike him, it's not anymore echa the be the echa the leib. Ech na mina over the isser of loisisno. So comes out lalocha. Lekula amo you have sin in the leib over the isser the reisa. Lekula amo you tell other people you dislike him over the isser the reisa. The whole machlokes you show him is only if you tell him straight out that you dislike him. According to Rambam over the isser the reisa. According to Rambam, no isser at all. That means the ritual, when you stand mazik and doesn't know about it, could be the ritual is l'kuli alma. However, from this ritual, the Chor is called Chaim Si Nofa HaKadosh. Chor, what is Isra Sinna? Dislike in the heart. When you speak Lashon Hara about him, what more sin did he do? Right now, you dislike him. So you spoke about him. What more sin did he cause in your heart? You already dislike him already, so what Isra did he do? And therefore, the Mitzvah Zrayah, a cook has the Oros on Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And he argues on this love, he tightens, what sin did you do more by speaking Lashon Hara? What more hatred did you cause? What more dislike did you discourse? Therefore, he tightens, Echnami, not over this, Lysisno, put in the Yad of Tshuva, and Arif Mishpat, and Sim Chavav, Rav Kook, and tightens the same Svara, Lashitose, that when you do an action, Poyle, and you already hate the person, the Pa'ula is not causing any more Nevera.
It's a Gilu.
It's a Gilu, so what? You ready to get... No, but no, there the chiv is to do the pula. Here the is to aid in the heart. It's not the lame. Again, the Rahman says there's no chiv to love in the heart. Why? To give some alma, you can live a low person like yourself. The whole chiv is the pula.
To love the lame to do.
No, he says it's not shaykh, l'kamaycha. The whole thing is that some is only to love in the pula. Here is the hate in the pula. Right, that means we have to do. The chiv is to do. Here the chiv is the hate in the heart. So what he did? So he did something, so what? Therefore, he tends to the Chnami, the Rav Kook, he argues the Chofetz Chaim. And the Erech Mishorim, and Simon Gimel, same thing. Chakir Lev, and Yeredes, and Pei, and Muriel Diskin, Exom, Simon Chof, all them kind of, that there's no way to do more sin or to person by doing a Berech Pu'ula. So, we'll see. So, why is the Chofetz Chaim, who is right himself? What's the right of the ritual? The richest case is saying your oyv is not chichabul of echol mikud mazik. That means you already hate him. Mechor the ritva, mechor the chavetz chaim is mamash rishon. Oyv or echnamon also on shulchan aruch tzim kufman vav. He says when a person hits somebody else, he's oyv the iser of being mazik a person. He says by himself he didn't see the ritva. He says you also oyv the iser is not chichabul of echol. Same idea. And that's what so Moshe also in your day chalak beis siman talik des. Moshe says a maisa the shul had a minig that they would go after kriyas haTorah on Shabbos Yontif go over to the rav. And told him, Yashar Koyach. The people in the shul want to mevatel the minig. They wanted to stop it. So they went to Moshe, and the Rav didn't want to stop it. Do they have a right to stop this minig? So Moshe goes on saying, it's also to mevatel the minig, because the Rav had his chus in it, and it's like, he's still him, he has his chus mom in it, his chus mom in from him. And Moshe's lashon is, doesn't make a difference whether they want to stop this minig, one, because they dislike the Rav, and they're over the Isra Loisisno, they don't go over to Rav because they're lazy, they don't want to walk all the way over to the Rav. Anyway, to Mlasik, if you're a minig, also they call Isra Loisisno, you can't call them to the Torah. So Moshe is saying that what? The person who, even if he has sinner right now, ready to believe, but to go to Pa'ula and to show they not going to say Yashkar to the Rav, that is also over the Isra Loisisno, and therefore you can't call them to the Torah. Not doing a sinner, no. But if he is...
No,
if it always was that way. Yes, the tshuva, everyone did it. That was in the tzitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had no chiv, no mechayev.
Like, in this age,
then
you can see this huge line, a lot
of people. Of course.
You know, it's
just not.
And there's some person I never really have, like, why should we wait in line for them to say you should have this. Why not with an honest person? Kind of, you don't know how to get around you.
What? No. Because then you're causing him to be able to assist now. He's not going
to...
No, he's causing the guy to not come over to say, the guy's not coming over. The guy's not going to get the lead to assist now.
No, but Abbas,
yeah, but even Abbas is a kid, why am I? Because he's causing him to go up and off.
Crazy.
Yeah, he goes to mom. One my sister, one goes to mom. Two different reasons.
Why is his mom and his one?
But in the mice, because that's how it was. I mean, that way, that's his chus. He has a right. He calls his chus to mom. So again, we have the whole time, and the Gesmoshin or Achnamon, they say in Achnami that sin is not dafka of belay, but even when you do something with a pile, you still have this, even more of the Isser. Chod Makar is a ritva. Who is there Makar with? The ritva get it from. Chod, the Mishnah in the Dorm, and Daf Samachem and Beis. The Mishnah over there says that a person makes a nether against his father, and when he made the nether, it was in the Veyro, And the Mishnah gives examples. Marshall, he said he did not very well. He was either Isla Loisikam or Loisitor, said the Mishnah, or he was either Isla Loisitor as a Chicha B'Lavecha. So he can use that Isla Loisitor as a Pesach B'Matu his Neder. So we see that a person made a Neder, B'Poyel, and he's either Isla Loisitor and use it as a Pesach. The passage of the Mishnah is that he already had sin in Balev and he did what? He did a Poyel in Isser. So we see even though the Poyel with Isser, he's the mindset still over the Isser with Isser, even though he already had it in his heart. Why do we have a Mishnah? So what is Pshat? Why the mindset, even this the mindset, he had sin in the heart, what more do you do with your Pulis? Yeah, the Chavtchaim, yeah, what is the Mishnah? Mindset, what's the Svar for it? One Svar can say is, Echnami is something you do with Poyel is more the Pneumius and makes more sinner. But then you start saying, let's say you dislike a person. And next day, in your own heart, you make more sin in your heart. You have this even more. And not only think about it, even though you make more sin in your heart. And the next day you make more sin in your heart. You have to know, is there such a thing as making more sin in your heart or not? You find such a swear of that. We'll get to that also.
But the, you think, am I having a military? Is this every second I'm sin? Then there's no difference of adding or...
My say is, so if you learn it as being more of the Pneumius, you have to know such a thing as being more levels of sinner. But the way of Chaim Knievsky, he has a pirush on the Orchis Chaim Rosh called Hashem Okhoisov. So Yom Yishin Tzikonit Beis, the Lashon is, the reason why Oyev of Amais is a Kolshkin. Matter, you cannot hate a person below. Kolshkin, you cannot hate him, do a Maisa, you can't do a Maisa about it. Who is for it? The whole point you shouldn't hate him is that Belev certainly should not do a Maisa. It's a Kolshkin from the Issa of Belev. So that's it's more of an Isser, why? Because you're doing something even more wrong. What's more wrong? You're doing something a mice because of it. So if someone, let's say if I cared, you don't hate him Belev. You love Belev, except you show your anger to him. Constantly you act with him, because you act the act as if you hate him. You know, it's a system of, no, he loves him. No, he's doing it. He is in his mood. He says a bad day. And he acts him as if he hates him. And the guy thinks he hates him. He doesn't. What happened? That would tell us. Is he over this or not? So say Bilavechel, Kamoichel, and Chel, Beis, he says, about enough. This is Dabdu of Bilavechel. That's his time. Elbelo, Chur, the Pim, Chaim, Kniashki, Alpi, Svarik, and Taino. If just like an Issa, Sin of Malay, as a Kolshkin, but Maisa, the Chur, the Kolshkin is that Imam is doing a Maisa of Ratim, including Tzartim, the Chur also can tell you over the Issa of my sister, even though you don't hate him Malay. Now, what is the get of Lysisna? Well, you clarified before, is it over every second, or is it once a day, or the first time you decide to dislike him? So the Chavetz Chaim has a sefer, a kuntras called Avetz Yisrael, all on Sinna. So Perek Beis he writes, and Kama Pom and Perek Dalet. His lashon is over Adam Chol Rega Urega, which means it's over a Sinna B'Livoi. It's over every second, or it's more the Sinna B'Livoi. Who what he means is that some you don't think about it, the person, some you're sleeping and right on over the Isser. There is, when you think about him, and you have the sinner in your heart, because more of the sinner, you think about him, then you're over sinner one, kolek of reka, every single second you're over the sir. So either way you have to do is either not think about him, or you have to bet him, oike the sinner from your life. Now, what is sinner? Passion's tied to the sinner, is you dislike a person, you hate a person, but the Svarim give simonim to define if you are in the category that you dislike him. So go through the three simonim, the sefer reka, the Michael brings down. One simile brings down the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Chavzayin and Beis. The Gemara says that if a person, you do not speak to him for 3 days, and Echnami Nikru Sinai. Somebody don't speak for 3 days, you call the Sinai, and put over the Isla Sisna Chicha. The Chur Abad is totally in the Metzias, you don't see him now over the Isser. If the Metzias in society, you don't have to speak to him, you're not over the Isser. But about a person that you should speak to, you don't speak to him for 3 days in a row, or let's say you see him every Shabbos, you don't speak to him for 3 Shabbos in a row, that is a simon that you're over the Isser Loisis. No, it's just a gila to you that you're over, it's not the Sibah and it's not the Geder, it's just a simba alma that you have a problem with your heart that you dislike a person.
It's not that cool,
no, that's not the essence, no. It's just being Megala with the Geder.
According to all the people that are hearing this, by doing that, I
have that one speak to them. No, that's more of a gila. Even like yesterday, Kashmir Chu was a rush, and the without the Chu was a rush. A second simon they give is the pasuk Gemasai by a person who goes to Golos Peshogig. So the pasuk over there says that you only go to Golos when you do not seek to do bad to him. So if you seek to do bad to a person, you're out to get a person, then about it, you're nickel in the category of a sinner. Of course, a coach came out if you don't speak to a person for 3 days, so only if you're out to get a person, also you're nickel in the category of being over the Israelite system. A third category is that a person is happy in somebody else's downfall. Mechaim Kanevsky has a letter printed in Lurecha Kamaycha on the back of the Sefer Mechelet Beis. Over there he says that whether even if you speak to him, and even if you namavakish also, you have no desire to be bad to him, but might say you're happy that something happened to him. Says Mechaim, whether you're happy that he lost a pruta, whether you're happy he's bitzar, any happiness you are that he is bitzar, why that shows you dislike a person? Well, the Kamal Shoylem, that means, let's say you have a boss, you have to speak to him, you do speak to him, you're not a bakshu also. But something goes bad to him, you're happy, that's a simen echnam, you dislike the person. For whatever reason, or monogam or craving, you have a mother-in-law, a wife, you're civil, you speak to her, you have to. And you are, whatever, you're not a bakshu also, you're not that bad of a person. And the lies, something goes wrong, that's what you don't like, you want to stay away from her, but even though you don't, mice, that's also a simen, that you have a problem of sin, and you're happy, you can sin in belief.
If I say don't do something,
no, that's not because they're happy that you're right. Sure, listen to me.
Okay, yeah. Allah can give you something, some of that.
Yeah, there's also one of the, every time, that means, it depends. Let's say you start marking from a person, why don't you speak to them, why? Because you're different, people are different. Not everyone's the same type, not the same schnitz, not everyone has different personalities. So you stay away from him, when you see him, what do? You do speak to him. But that's time you try to stay away from him, but that's not sin on. The fact that you're being marked, I mean, for example, a person you stop, you stay away from because you have different personalities, something bad happens to him, you're not happy. But someone who you speak to, you have something bad happens to him, and you're happy. That shows you're just being nice to them because you have to. But that's, you don't dislike him.
So then say even
the impossibilities? So, yeah, that's what the getter is. The Gemara from Mount Sinai about not speaking 2 days of impossibilities. So let's say somebody dislikes you. Do you have a right to dislike him? He hates you. Can you just say that? So, Chaim Kanevsky, also over there in Shema Choyser.
That's what I was saying. That's what.
First time he hates you, because one to another, whatever he does, you do back to him. Wasn't a Mishlei. So, Chaim Kanevsky says, it's Osir. Why? Because he has two rayas, one interesting raya, and obviously of Nosson. It says in the Perek Tazayin, it's Osir to be soilin Am Oretz. You can't hate Am Oretz. Yet the Gemara Psachim and Tesla Beis says that you do Esav Sani Yaakov. And the Gemara says over there that the Am Oretz hates a Talmud Chacham more than a guy hates a Yisrael. That means Am Oretz hates a Talmud Chacham. Yet the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Avos Shem Nosen, you cannot hate Am Oretz. That means the fact that they hate you does not give you a right to hate them.
Why do you
grant it? Because in Psachim, they've quoted the Apostle Mishnah, Maim Al Kapayim, they want to
know.
Maim Al Panim. Toys over there says that's why you might think be able to hate each other. Yet all Toys Maskon is. One of the Rakhna Taisis also, but Taisis thinks that's the Havamino.
Isn't that a common?
Yeah, all these Shema. We're talking about only your sinner, the other problem, the common, the Tiyah, that's what that's the sinner. There's another Sefer they quote. They quote Mishnah Sefer Laws, I'm not sure what that is, if it's a price, a Mishnah. The Lashon they quote is, Uma im Nishu Seino Oitzei, Otsu Toyo Lesnoisei, Mark the Torah asks you to hate someone who dislikes you, Kalbuchoy im Nishu Enesono Oitzei, surely you can't hate a person that doesn't dislike you. So you have a fortune, Mishnah of Lazar, means them Lishlayan. But Lysa, he said, well, you cannot hate a person that dislikes you.
With that pasuk that he's quoting.
Which?
He said, Asa Tayyib, with.
No, the Lord just means Lissisna. He said, that's difficult to get Lissisna. But let's say a person in Islam, he's Mevayish you, he's Mitzar you. I love
that.
We'll get to there. So first again, a person Mavaish Matsayu over the Isra of Lassis, you let hate him back. So at the time of first, let's say he did a vera by Mavaish. Let's say he did a vera in his Rosha, it's a person allowed to hate him. So go on, if you give him a base of Sakam, brings down 2 mandi omen. 1 mandi omen says it's mutter to hate a Rosha, another mandi omen says it's a mitzvah to hate a Rosha. Aloch and Khashmishbat Resha and Bayz, it brought down that it's a mitzvah to hate, and the Shabu and Kufn and Vav says it's a mitzvah to hate a Rosha. What's a Rosha? So go through what the Swam say, because the two Swam on Sinna, but on the Chaveri, the Sisna, and the Rechot Meichel, and to also go the Get of the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashnara, what is Nichol a person of being a Rosh that they have a right to hate? So to go through four different Klalim, four different Gidorim, that you need to know him, you need to know to hate a person. First Klal is very simple, it has to be in a very Gemurah. Can be Stam Minin, can be Stam Indian, has to be a real Aver that he did, that will make him to Rosh. That's the first tonight. The second tonight is you have to Mavar, that this chait is mamash a chait to mavar the emes. That means if it's wrong the karma, also that's enough to make it into a chait. And of course, all tali in the getter of the tzedek tishpoy that misafo. of being down the kolog mekamschus. To say the kitzur, the gather, the chavetz chaim, and the segimel, how he explains it, there are also four different levels of people. There's a tzaddik, there's a beinoni, someone who you don't know who he is, and there's a rasha. So a tzaddik, the loch is, even if noit lekapchoy, the loch is, you have a chiv, dam lekamschus. A person who is a beinoni, so... What?
How do you know
he's a tzaddik? Well, you know he's a tzaddik, you know he's a tzaddik, you know he's a tzaddik, so one time something looks very strange. Even though noit lekapchoy, you have a chiv, dam lekamschus. A beinoni is someone who is sometimes a various, but he's a hilf with a yosher, and you know who he is. So if he's in between, it could be l'chayv ul tzchus. The loch is yevchiv dam lekav tzchus. However, if it's noitel l'tzad koyin, the loch is the mishnah Berurah says, then it's nochem ma'id that you should dam lekav as if it's a sopik. But however, you have a right to dam lekav koyin, but you don't have to. A stam person, not makar, not sure what he is. The mishnah Berurah says over there, from the Chaim says, it's a mita toivah to dam lekav tzchus. And Rosha, even if noitel l'tzad tzchus, you should dam lekav koyin. That's a four different levels. That's because of the lochas of Dan Lekav Tzchus. That's negated to the bar exactly if he really did an aveira or not. The third tonight that you have to have to making to Rosho is he has to be amazed, meaning either he gave Masro, or it's an aveira that you do it to the whole entire Erlum. He ate the veil, the drape, the sarayas, things that you do it, but he has to be a case of amazed. There's something they knew for sure it was also. Well, so therefore the Chavetz Chaim writes, and all by Adam Lechaveiro is, Eilich Nami is never going to be nichol in the category of a Rosho. Why? Everyone who speaks about it, he always thinks he's right. Why? Either because he's a Rosho, right, to speak about him, or he didn't realize it's bad, it's not that bad. Everyone has always a term to mentalize themselves why he did a Ben Omach Havera between one to somebody else. Unless you know for sure it's a real Gzela, he stole $1 million from the bank, you know. That's a real Ben Omach Havera that everyone knows. But otherwise, most cases of the Chavetz Chaim, Ben Omach Havera is, he always thinks he's right, it's not, never amazing. He always going to come to mentalize himself. Well, fine. If he has any cheshbon that he thinks he's right, he's not amazed anymore. He thinks he's right. It's not amazing. He didn't do it very well. It's amazing.
He's convincing himself. If he's being honest, he knows he's doing nothing.
Be honest. Come on, all your various that way.
Yeah, that's also. Yeah. If he has any excuse in the world, no matter how insane it is.
But he has to believe it. But he has to believe it. No.
He believes it. He
says
it.
No. It didn't mean saying and believing.
How does he know he believes?
Fine. That's not a shayla.
I can assume that.
Fine. The fine. So, again, we have to know him that, again, he has to be major, he has to be a real Avero, and it has to be, you know, about MS. The fourth tonight, very interesting tonight, is the loch is that are you allowed to again a Rosha like, and the public says Achicha, and the Rosha is not Lechul Nachicha. Let's make a hakir. Let's say, what's achicha? What am should chobot our mitzvahs? He has to be also a mitzvah. He has to be someone in the mitzvahs. Let's say, you're a Rosh and he's a Rosh. Two Roshim going on. So he's also a mitzvah. Neither one of you keep the mitzvahs. So is pshat that once he's not achicha, you can hate him totally because he's not the mitzvahs? Or no pshat is because you have to be equal with him. So now we're both equal. We're both Roshim. If we have an isser of sin to one to another, a marshal. Let's say Lachov Hamecho, you have a head to say Lashnoran Ananah Pikoris. Chol Tzchaim Palchesef. Hey, let's say Lashnoran Ananah Pikoris. So let's say the two Pikorisim, they say Lashnoran about each other, but not going to Tshuva anyway. Fine, society is Lashnoran upon each other. One Pikoris becomes about Tshuva. So you have to now do Tshuva on all the Lashnoran. He said when he's Pikoris upon another Pikoris. Does he have to not? So in Tuvcha Yavim, in the beginning of Parshat Vayikra. On these Baal Tshuvas, they have the shangle, all Baal Tshuvas, they have the Tshuva for the Aloshna they spoke about when they were Chilayim. So Zilbashin says he is, his brother Lomchaim Kineshki, Lomchaim Kineshki said, yeah. Why? The whole letter of Loisha Lechroch about Mechlas, Amshe Itcha Betar V'mitzvahs, they were the Amshe Itcha. You didn't keep it, he didn't keep it. So therefore, Echlami the Oivid is Loisha Lechroch about Mechlas.
Most of them are telling you to make some Nishbashai.
Yeah. We're not getting involved until Tosef Apikoros. Similar to this, also Marit Nevin Ezra Chalbeis in the end of Simon Mem Gimel, he says the Makor the Loch is the case of Tuma Loshnara. Yes, the case of Loshnara. The shell was in Nechla Misaf or not. He said they're both in keeper, they're both equal.
Oh, the relative
yeah.
The system.
We'll get closer. He's talking about the Loshnara. This is a case of Marit. Marit talking about a case. The Gemara says, "Kol Amayim Yodal Chaveri Nikru Rosha." Someone picks up his hand upon his chavi yudan hidigim, it's called a rasha. Why the pasuk in parsha moish, in the parsha, lo masakru echa, why should you hit your chaver? Now Rashi when he says, what's your echa? It's dosim avirim, they're fighting with each other. And Rashi says, rasha kumoischa, the both of rishoyim, side dosim, side avirim, and they're hitting each other. So if you're marit, the both of rishoyim, the loch is yilai hit a rasha. No one said to hit a rasha. So what is, how come moish yitana, lo masakru echa, yilai hit a rasha? Both of rishoyim, yilai hit each other. So come on, Rich, see over here. And if I'm the only reason why they're in Russia is that after Chichok and Amshit come to our ministry, they both are equal, they're both in Rishayim. They're both in Rishayim. If I'm the it's the one, they hit the other one. Yeah, they have to work it out. Exactly. It could be the Zayim Mitzvahs in the Gator going more, so Rishayim. Maybe it's the Gator also the Zayim Mitzvahs. Based upon this, of Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Chos and Yosef in Kedushin, Ois Reid Tzadik Gimel, he wants to say the same thing by Klala. By Klala, you have a right to Mekhal, a person who is not Nichol Amcha. Amshit Chubatar Mitzvah, Gemara says. So of Yosef Engel, but let's say he's an Amcha and you're not Amcha. Same thing. Klala wants another by the person. If you're both Rishon, you have no right to Mekhal somebody else. Therefore, the Sefer Ben Omachavari, on page 250, he says, who thinks by Sinner? The Atnai in Sinner that you have a right to hate a Rasha, that's if you're not a Rasha. Because if you're a Rasha, you're a Chichov Mitzvah. You don't keep Mitzvah, you don't keep Mitzvah. Come now, we have four different Klolim when you hate a person. Again, it has to be a Beir Gemura, has to be Mavai the Emes, has to be that he's amazed, and also has to be that you're not a Rasha. Fine, so back to the show before. When a person is Mitzar you, he caused Rush to you, do you have a right to hate him or not? So, else the Indian Luchura of being a Rasha Luchura or not? Why? Because and he thinks he's always right. Everyone thinks they're right. Chui not to get a Rasha. So he can't hate Rasha. But stop, he's been Sarami. I want to dislike him. Just like when the comment here or the cleric, can I do the comment here back if he's been Sarami or not? Who did the same shayla and cleric by Sinner? So the safer. The comment here, the Chaim cleric, speaking that Mahoj is showing him if he's been Sarami. Only my mom and he can't do the comment back. What about Sarakov? So the same shayla.
It does take to know
this with planning. Why? No, even Sarah can do it back to
him. If he does Sarah goof to me, can I have Sarah leave to him?
Yeah.
I can't do Sarah goof to him.
Yeah. So the Maestro, they put the two together. So Arach Masharim, his name of the Sefer is Shulchan Arach Amidus. In Parachov Ar Gimel, he writes by Nekom and Tiyah, he says, Echam, you have a right to do back to a person. However, you can't be over the Islam system of Chicha. He learns he's still over the Isla Sisna of Chicha. Why? Because it might have no right to Mitzah person of Isla Sisna. That still applies. You have no heter if a certain person Mitzah you. Unless he says... What?
You don't hate him?
Don't hate him, or you can do that in case that he's a Russia. Yeah.
I can do it. Again.
It's very hard.
I don't like hate him. Just, it feels good. That's called hate. I'll be friends with him tomorrow again. But he does something to me, I need to get my anger out.
And obviously Saul in Paragbay, that's also nothing to get of sinner. He says people who tomorrow will be friends, but today they're out every hour, they dislike each other for the moment, that's also a sinner for now.
Well, it's not sinner, that's the way they act.
The way they act sometimes can be sinner.
Okay.
Fine. So that's how the Sefer Aruch Mishram says, and that's how the Sefer Aruch Kamarchi passes like. However, there is a graz in Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Oved Rachum and Tzav Al-Chaim in Sefer Yud. You got the right to say, if a person with Sayu, there is no Isser to hate him. No Isser at all. Ad Mavakish Mechila. Until you Isser Mechila, you have a right to hate him. Now, to understand the Shulchan Aruch Harav, two choices. Either you can understand, but Omach Haveri is Nichol to get out of Rosho, and Echlami, and therefore is Rosho, you have a right to hate him until you Isser Mechila. He disagrees with his Kanta, he is a Rosho. Or you can learn, no, Echlami, they have no head to be inside of Rosho. You can learn Shulchan Aruch Harav, stop, someone's with Sayu. The natural response and action is that you dislike him, and you have a right to dislike him. There's no reason to dislike him. So be aware what exactly the pshat of Shulchan Aruch Harav is, and so Tzarchi and Maisa what the luck is also. Another Shiloh. In what?
Oh, then
what's going on in the Komatir, Shulchan Aruch Harav is going on in the Sinai. Oh, if it's Rosh, yeah, for the Chodesh.
Yishlan,
yeah, I'm not sure. He's still not more by the Kamish, by Mazik. By the Kamish, the Sma by... Must by the Kamish, the Sma. Yeah, but right away, the Sma by the Kamish, I think it is. Yeah. right away. If you hit a person right away back at the moment, it's not so, you're not even Isser right now. That's on the moment. Here you have to know how long the moment is. Yeah. Not sure what's pshat. Now, the Isser is not feeble. That allowed applies to every Yisrael. What about to goy? A lot of hit a goy, dislike a goy. So let's first assume, go with the shitas that hold that a person has no chiv vafuach moichat a goy, like the chud Rambam, the chinuch, the chometz chaim paskins. Is there a chiv for the iser of sinner to a goy? So the tshuva mahava in the sefer, the shartin and top ayin gimel explains who's the tshuva mahava. He writes the Talmud of Noda Behuda. The tshuva mahava is like Doma and Ksus and Ayim and Reis Dalad. He asks the shayla, is a person allowed to hate the goyim, to mavaza them or to hate them? The ummah that you're living in, you're living amongst a nation, I like to dislike them or not? So first it brings down the mission of the Sephardic phase. The mission there says, I'm sure, it says, Ayin horo of yetzara of asin sabriyas mitzit as adam and oilam. To hate society, the mission says you're not allowed to. You said before, you hate everybody. That is a Mishnah that says it's also. One of the ayah brings in the Briyas and says, what's Briyas? The color of room. What's Briyas? Anything that's created. That is Briyas. Kin hate. Sai. You saw all the Sai people. All Briyas. Might as well come to Marbo. Muitzin as other Mario.
So
first,
it's not
the
Gedushim
Act, and therefore,
it's
giving
you into Torah, that you're going to have a very high
level life. Ken Zayin, then he goes on saying that Avad is also awesome in the Vetayro, and he goes on to be another Makar, and he says, there's a Pasuk that says, Loitai Mitzvi Kigera Yisi Ba'artsai. First, Ignat Chepper Mitzvi, why? Because he lived in the land of the Mitzvi. Kabachoim and Madach the Mitzvim, that we do have with para, make us work very hard. And they took our zechorim, they threw him into the river, and they were the mamash not nice to us. And still, we have a chiyah to give them kavod. Who asked them to even live in the land? Lo yisai mitzvi kolshkein. Any person is even nice to us, we don't even check us. Don't try to kill us.
Why talk about Hashem?
What?
Why talk about the mitzvah Hashem?
They are, but you still haven't. These
mitzvahs. The mice in Russia don't notice the snow. Oh.
To something gave you something, nourishment, you have to be nice to have a person talk to it. Those is two main eyes, the person cannot eat the umwith that you're living in.
Well, what about the
Nazis? You got two steps. So first, to go through his right, the first right is in Zabrius. So Stam, he's talking about hating the umwith that you live in, all the nation around you. But say you want to hate a yachid, you hate certain guy, specific guy, don't hate what you live around. Who is the Issadak is in the Briyas, hating society, not hating Yechidim. In my sense, the Rambam on Pirish Mishnais, he says, what does it mean to see the Briyas? It means they want the Yashab Yechidi. You can't stand society. You want to live alone in the mountain by yourself, be a hermit. That's Pshad the Mishnah. However, you hate specific going, but who is not even the Issadak of Sin Sabriyas? Void, the Rambam over there has another Pshad the Mishnah that Sin Sabriyas does not mean that you hate the Briyas. It means you're going the Briyas to hate you. Not that you hate the Briyas. So you have two ways to learn the Mishnah. L'chur, not in the game where you hate Yechidim of Sev Goyim. Well, even l'chur, the Gemara of Kamada in the Choyvel. Also, Yishlein, that he's talking about over there that Loitai Mitzi means you should not shepherd them. Meaning you should not do something but poil for them. Who says any Isser, the sin of a lave? Nothing wrong with hitting a Goy of a lave. Just practicality. Don't shepherd them. Don't bother them. Why? They let you live in their land. You have to be nice to them. The reason L'chur is more of a curse to Toiv, less in the sin, more of in of a curse to Toiv. But it does not mean a person has to be nice to them. So therefore, people, let's say, there are people are makhbin not to buy things that are made in Germany. Why? Because what they did to clients, so terrible zachen. Different people are makhbin not to buy from Germany. Is that a concern of a curse to Toiv? L'chur, no. The holy chiv is of the Sinoi Shaboi, is what you should not shepherd them, you should not bother them. If you go and ruin things down in Germany, Mahathis, that will negate the Isser of a Karas Toiv. The mice, because of Germany for hundreds of years, we did live there, and they were nice to us. By the end, they tried to kill us, and they didn't make a job of mice, but so did the Mitzvah. So the Chor to go bottom Mahathis, that will be even the Isser. However, to stop, not buy their Chvatsim, you have no Chim out the Karas Toiv, go do that. Another way, L'chor, away from the Gemara, not like the Tshuva Mahavo, is that the Rambam, in Loisa say, Nunhei, and Echina Topko Samdal, learns this Pasuk, Loisai Mitzvi, is going, Nafko, after a person in the Gara. This whole thing is going after the Geirus already. That means, you're saying Loisai Mitzvi is only when you come in already. And the fact that the Tshuva Mahavo took it to Goyim, that is, right now that we have Goyim, L'chor is a Pella. Because the locha, loitai mitzvi, means that you should not, chapter that he can marry them after a couple of dairus. The pasuk going when? After gerus. Why? Because kechichu, when? Fine, kechichu, not kechichu, we lived in the kegera yisba'aretzai, fine, we did that 2,000 years ago. But the mitzvah say it applies to goyim, the pasuk is not talking about goyim. The pasuk is talking about the after gerus. Fine, but if you mind the pasuk says, my sister has a chicha, b'levech, a losh nachicha. Is it goyim nichol in a chicha or not? Is it goyim your brother? So the Barbanel in Pashik Yitzetze, he's going by the case of Ribbis, the Pasuk over there says, Anochi Sashich Ulachicha Lai Sashich, Anochi you can lend with Ribbis, and not Alachicha, you can't lend with Ribbis. Says the Barbanel, what does the word Achicha mean? He says, Lezer Adoim Loyemin Nochi. Kunikra'ach, don't tell me Zer Adam is called a Nochi, because we see in the Pasuk that Adoim, the Romans, are Nichol Negeder of Ach. Why? Shnemar Loyetayv Adoimi Kiachichu. The same pasuk l'tayev mitzvi. The pasuk says l'tayev adoimi. Don't shepherd the adoimis. Why ki achichu? So we see said the Barbanel echanami the goyim are nichul in the pasuk of achichu. He says ladav gadoimi. He says even yishmol and even shat umois. Those people you cannot lend with ribis except for the zayin umois. He says the only is of the get of nachu is zayin umois. However yishmol and the shat umois and adam echanami they are nichul in the get of achichu. So it comes out, the poor person, can I hear a girl? You can learn like the Barbanel. However, the Barbanel, the Chiddush Otzim, Malacha, Kiyadua, the meaning is we do lend goyim with ribis, not like the Barbanel. It's proportion, the Rambam, in the Perak, in Hilchos Milva, Veloyim, and Perak, hey, it starts off a person can lend to goyim ribis. That's how it's Paskin also in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufnun Tes, Echanami is mutter to lend a goyim with ribis. The Stechemin, when he quotes the Barbanel in Mereches Aleph, he says, Tzorch in Mahoyu Dvar Mechavon Malacha. So the Barbanel, Tzorch in is Mechav Malacha, and Lechua Pashis is not Malacha. So, Maisa, why is a Goy not Nichol Nechicho? So we said before in the Gemara, Bava Kama, that Peiches on Aleph, the Gemara says, what's a Chicho? Ocho the Mitzvahs. Someone's a brother in Mitzvahs. Therefore, in Echonami, a Goy is not Ocho the Mitzvahs. And the Re'eim in Mitzvah Kuf Sadekei, he puts the two Gemara on the Mitzvah, like this, Nachicha Bulevecha, he says, what's the Gedda of Achicha? He sends the Gemara, that Pechas, and Alpha, and Alpha, Achav the Mitzvahs. Therefore, he's talking about Lafuke Erosha. However, Lachuit in Lafuke Goy, a Goy is not Nichol in Mitzvahs, and therefore, you have a right to hate him. What? You have to know the Gedda of Rosha. You have to know Rosha. I'm calling the question what the Gedda is. I just realized the pasuk said loytai mitzvi kiachichu, the loytai adoimi kiachichu. The mice the pasuk calls it a chicha. So how you answer the pasuk? Mice says the koi is a chicha. So first you have no, you have right to compare all the chichas to each other. Here is one chicha, there is another chicha, therefore here is your brother. Here also pishlein. No, so yeah, but also that pasuk the Rambam and the Chinuch says is going after Geris kiachichu. Therefore, even though kiachicha, it doesn't mean a chicha mean off of a mitzvahs. Because Ovada means Kiyachichu, meaning Ace of Tiyakov. Lechura, over there, Kiyachichu means has two Achichas. It's Sayachichu, also of a mitzvah, and Sayachichu, what Ace of Tiyakov?
He has a positive Yisrael, or he just said
it? He said it by himself. So even though it says Kiyachichu, but Maisi, he was a Yid right now, and therefore right now he has 2 miles of Achichu. What? He's Ach of a mitzvah, and he's also an Achiv that he's Ach of a car between Ace of and Yaakov. Lechura also won't be right in that. It won't be as serious Gemara. The Gemara on Achayim on Peyichas won't be as serious the Gemara on Tav Tzadik Bez and Beis, whatever, the Pesukim, not serious the Pesukim. Malacha, Maes of Yilad HaHedekoy, not the Rambam in Yad, when he says the Issa Lassisna, he says, Kola Asena Echam Yisrael Oiv Balav. Loshna Ramam Dach Yisrael, Loshna Chinuch, Erech Lam Ches, Dach Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim, at three different times, says also Dach Yisrael, in Simen Kuf, in Vav Mishnah Brua, in Kuntras Atis Yisrael, in Perek Aleph, and in Sefer Mitzvah, Loshna Ein Ches, he says, Adapka, the Isra, Sin, the Dach with Yisrael, L'chur, the Makar, the coming from it, is Betim, the Gemara, in Pesachim, the Dach Kuf, Yud Gimel, and Beis, the Gemara, there says, bring down the Pasuk in Mishpatim, that says, Kisira, Chamar, Senecha, Rei Vitachas Masoi, if you see a Chavetz animal, being grievous tach of matzah, he has a heavy package. What do you have to do? As the cause of imoy. So you see, he has an enemy. He has a package on his show. You have to help him out. Now, which enemy are we talking about, Factor Gemara? Who is the sinai? The Gemara says, if the sinai is a guy, the ma'isa we have before Shabbai said, the sinai in the pasuk is talking about a sinai Yisrael. Elam are you talking about a sinai Yisrael? Factor Gemara, I be show you the sinai. How can you hate him? What right do you have to hate Yisrael? The Gemara answers, the Maisa, Chosebei, you dvar of Erevo. You saw that he was doing it in the very way, the Rosh Hashanah. Maisa, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if it's a guy, it can't be Rabbi Breitzel. El Maisa Yisrael, I won't write that I hate Yisrael. So we see, Pasha the Gemara, that on a guy, it would have been a guy that wouldn't bother us. If not, we have a right to hate a guy. Only thing above us, if it's Yisrael, how can you hate Yisrael? Chos the Gemara is saying, Pasha to say, if not, we have a right to hate a guy, and Kidua, for the Pesachim, it seems that way, the Halacha is, you have a right to hate a guy, there is no Isser. Skimmel, we said, is the Maisa of Kuli Alma holds that it's also a date, a... What? Ritva's Kash and Rashi. Ritva's Kash and Rashi. Rashi answer. So you think Kuli Rashi with like Sigisol or... Oh, no, Maisa, who said you're even with... Not like you have to be Mazik. If you're doing it for yourself, not silly, you're not over this for Sinner. Yeah, not that for a Sinner. It's time with the Kash and the Ritva person. Why are you assuming you're a Sinner when you're a Mazik person? Yeah, but sometimes I do things for myself. No, but here I'm doing it for that because I hate the guy. Because I want to do it for myself. I enjoy it. No, I'm not doing sinner.
What is
it? What? He said, imach. Maisha came out again, the Kula Amma, they hold the Isser, the rest they hate a person believe. The Kula Amma is also Usser to tell other people they hate him. How is Machlaikin to tell the person you dislike himself straight if over this Lysisna? We have right from the Ritva, the Moshe, the Chavetz Chaim, and when you do a Pu'ula, you see over even more the Isser of Lysisna. According to Makar, the Mishnah in Nadarim and Samachai, there is no Sinna. If a person has no sin of belay, then only sin of a poil, the Yish Lain, if you're over the Isser of Lassisna, because the Maisa maybe is a Kolshkin. You're over the Isser of Kolrega Varega, if you're more the sin in your life. To the simonim that a person is over the Isser of Sinna is either you don't speak to a person for 3 days, or you mevakash his ruasa, or you mesmeach in his downfall. It's also to hate someone who hates you. It's a mitzvah to hate a Rasha. The get of a Rasha, you need the four tanoim. You have to be a Beir Gemura. It has to be via the emet, that's true, with the kolom of Dan Kolom Kavskos. The third thing has to be amazing. The fourth thing has to be that you yourself are not a Rasha. And someone's mitzvah, you will put my clinkers if you hate him or not. And the guy is mutter to hate. Tomorrow is the Sarva Tevis. The Sarva Tevis is the Aschol of the Chorban and the Bais. We should, the Gemara and Yuma of our Testament Bais, Gemara says, why do we have the Bais? We should pour. Because we do the Chatom of Gila Reish, Shri Chosom, and Tanavoy Dezara. The Gemara goes on Vaita and says, by Mikdash Sheni, why was there a destruction? The I were Oisik Betoyo of Mitzvahs, and we did Gemil Chasodim. Says the Gemara, why? Sinus Chinam. Sinus Chinam. The Gemara says, we see from over here that just like Bayes Rishon was destroyed from these two Averi Chamurius, and Bayes Sheni was destroyed, why only Sinus Chinam? We see Sinus Chinam is equal to the three of Eretz Chamurias is equal to Gilurayesh, Chazom, Dan, Avad, Zara. Explains the Chavetz Chaim, is Akdoma to the Sefer Lashon Hara. He says, Avad, what do you mean Sinna? That's equal to three of Eretz Chamurias. He says, no, the thing is what Sinna causes. Sinna, Achiroi, causes Lashon Hara, when you dislike a person, what do people do? Hat Vav upon them. They speak bad about a person, and he deserves it, he's a Rasha, I have a right to. But Avadim caused the Lashon Hara, and the Chavetz Chaim explains the Gemara, but Avadim, the Isser, of course, the destruction of the base of Mikdash HaSheni was Lashon Hara. And Mikdash Raya, the Gemara Erech and Tezvav, and Ba'i says Lashon Hara is what? Kenegit Gilu Rash, because Dom Dan Avad Zara. So this Chinam, when it says Kenegit, the same to me, it means why? Because it caused the Lashon Hara. He has another right to it.
The other
Mikdash HaSheni, Lashon Hara is also equal. Not that much of a No. Kiduo, the number one problem from Lashon Hara, when you hate a person, what's the first thing you do? You just talk bad about a person. It starts from sin, but what is the rash of it? There's no ra by hating a person below. The ra is what? It's slander. That's the rash of it. It's the sin is the going for the Lashon Hara.
I mean,
that depends. Even like the Rekha, the Rosh Hashanah is slander, the Mazik, the Tzad, the Bushi, cause
to
other people.
Do a Mazik, and it's hard to know.
Okay. Right.
The sinner believes
there's
no less, there is
an
essence,
and the
sinner of
the
mess is no
less. But if you tell them straight out, no, to be showing yourself. The mess is still the sinner causes the.
So I mean, if I had sinner of chinam and I told them.
Then according to Machalim, you're showing your own essence, correct. But the mess is still, but the chesaron of sinner is lush. It's going with the. Usually you don't tell a person, right? You hate a person, you don't tell them, you speak lush more about them. On Ma'aseh Chofetz Chaim, Sayin Loshnara, and Sayin Avos Yisrael, he says, therefore, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was because of Sinah, because of Loshnara, then certainly it won't come back, won't be built if a person does not misakin these averes. And therefore, we metap every day in Tefillah, and we always wish, we want Mashiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But Ma'aseh, these are things we have to work upon, because if we don't work upon this thing, a other person won't get back the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And this is what's going the destruction. So only a person has to work upon it to these averes to build the base of Mikdash. The Nev Tainis, the Mishabur writes, the Nev Tainis is to l'orah halavavos l'vakeh hadakeh shuvah. The point of a Tainis tomorrow is not stop to get second off to go lie down. The point is that a person should do shuvah or himself to work upon these things, be constructive, to work in the kingdom, in this kingdom, and not to speak lashon hara. And with this, that's the way we're going to be zayin. What says the Chayim Berakhes? But so you must see me yield the base of Yehuda, the Sassan, and the Simcha.